That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios. Check out screwballwhiskey.com, screwballwhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, Screwball Whiskey. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. So in this episode, I talked about guns. And I talked about the shootings that happened over the last couple of, the last few hours, I could say. The last, you know, that's crazy to think that all of this stuff has happened over the last couple of, literally few hours in the last, you know, 24 hours, basically. But, yeah, I didn't necessarily talk myself into a corner a lot of the time, but I took a lot of time in this episode explaining what I meant and explaining myself, and I took a lot of time to make sure that I wasn't misunderstood in anything that I was saying here. So I think I did a pretty good job of that. But yes, just know that anything that I say in this, that I don't immediately explain myself, that you might be confused about, please get in touch with me and I'd be happy to have this conversation with you. And if you disagree with anything that I've said through this, then I'd love to have that conversation as well. You know, I'm all about having, you know, my mind changed if that's something that needs to be done. I'm willing to have my mind changed. I'm not one of those person who's married to my thoughts. My mind can be changed. So if you can do that, then by all means, I invite you to give it a shot. So please have those conversations with me. We have to have these conversations. Conversations cannot stop, because once you stop having conversations and communicating, things just go south, and that's not good. So there's that. Anyway, that's about all the content that I'm going to talk about. So I don't want to spoil anything else. I want you to listen to it. I kept this one around 1 hour and 20 minutes, I think. I don't know. I just talked. I didn't really look at the clock. But anyway, please go to mistuffpodcast.com and check out all the content that is there. Every video, the most recent couple of videos that are posted are on the front page. There are links to the tip jar that's not necessary, but if you guys enjoy the content and you want to help me out a little bit financially, this thing does cost a little bit of money to do. If you guys want to help out, the tip jar there is where you can do that. And there's links in the about music section of all of the singles that I've been recording lately. Since I haven't been doing a lot of podcasting, I have been recording music lately. I've been sitting in the chair a lot here. I just haven't been doing a lot of podcasting. Just I've been trying to get this album that I'm going to release recorded. And it's going to be released on vinyl. I'm going to inevitably have to take out a loan to do this thing, but it's going to be worth it. And yeah, so that's going to be happening. But anyway, I'm running into my content here. Will Ness is going to be in here tomorrow, so check back for that. And that's going to be a good songwriting episode. But anyway, without further ado, episode number 150-something of MI Stuff. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Ah! I was running into my content. Probably no secret what I'm going to be talking about. And I've done this before. I've done this talk several times already. And quite frankly, I know a lot of folks are going to be out there upset with me, and it's just not going to go well, and people are going to be giving me all kinds of interesting things that they believe that I'm not sure of, and I just don't want to upset anybody. But I'm probably gonna. And it's nothing different than I've said before, but I'll give you guys a little bit of for those who listen in the future, I know I'm a weirdo that listens to podcasts long after they're relevant. You know, I just want to hear things in their entirety. And so yesterday there were two massive shootings. There were two, I don't know another way to describe it. There were two massive shootings. And there were a lot of people who were killed yesterday. I could get specific numbers. I know 18 people were killed in one shooting, and I know, let's see, I know I have specific numbers here. Nearly 30 people are dead after two separate mass shootings in Ohio and Texas. 9 people were killed, 26 injured in a shooting in Dayton, Ohio. Here's one going back to yesterday at 5:48 p.m. At least 18 people were killed in a shooting at an El Paso shopping mall. And then it goes on to say a suspect was arrested without incident. I don't think that's the case. I think there was quite the incident before, you know, before all of the end of that stuff. But anyway, here's the point that I want to make on this. And before I get started, I want all of my family and friends who I know are gun people to understand that what I'm speaking about is not your hunting rifles, not your pistols that your wives and your sisters and your friends and your family uses for self-defense. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about your hunting weapons. I'm not talking about your shotguns you take to your turkey shoots and get your Thanksgiving dinners. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is a weapon that is able to be modified to the point to where it can kill 18 people in a very short amount of time. I understand that there are different ways other than guns to kill that many people at one time. I understand that. But that's not what we're talking about. Anybody can drive a car. Anybody can drive a car up into a group of people, and anybody can do that. But we're not. And Jason Isbell said it better than I've heard it said yet. And his point was, and Jason Isbell's from Alabama, man. He's a country boy like me, and he says if you are on here, I want to read exactly what he said because I want to get it right. where did I post that? Sorry. Okay. He said, if you're on here arguing the definition of assault, of quote unquote assault weapon today, you are part of the problem. You know what an assault weapon is, and you know you don't need one. And he's right. He's right. That's all there is to it. He's right. And the problem with this is, the problem with all of this stuff is that we do have a lot of people who possess all of these weapons that these people use in these shootings and these attacks. But these people, for the most part, own these weapons so that they can brag about them to their friends, take them to gun ranges and things like that. The people that I know with them, anyway. But as far as like a necessity, like it's something you're not going to take one of those weapons, an Armalite or whatever it's called. You're not going to take any of those hunting. The only reason you would have those is for sport or for bragging rights, I believe. And I would like to really have a conversation with some of my friends who do have those weapons. And I know a few of them that do, but you know, most of them are just outdoorsmen or cops, you know, who could actually use these things in their lives and in their work. And not really, and even the outdoorsmen, even the ones who do that, they don't need that. You don't need that. And if you say you do, you're fighting a losing battle there. There's no actual need, unless you are one of those people who believe that you are one day going to have to protect yourself in your own home from imminent threat. Unless you believe you're one of those people, there's no need for you to have anything of that extent. You just don't need that. In the same breath, I know I've said this in many podcasts in the past, it's too late now to take the guns away. It's just simply too late. There's too much stuff that has happened already. There's too much that has gone by, and there's just it's too late now. You can't take the guns. There's too many people that have them now. Too many people that have them, and if you try to take them away, the only people that are going to turn their guns in, if there's ever a law passed that you have to come and turn all your guns in or whatever, who do you think is going to be the ones to do that? It'll be your law-abiding citizens first, which is going to then disarm your law-abiding citizens, and the only ones that are still going to possess these weapons are then going to be criminals, whether or not they were beforehand. But that's just, you're just on the wrong side of the law. You know, just so happens I smoke pot. You know, it's not exactly legal in South Carolina. Does that make me a criminal? In a way, it does. But am I really? No. No, I'm not. But if you keep those guns, then you know that you are a criminal. If they pass a law that you're not supposed to have them and you have them, then you're breaking the law. And then that makes you that. So I'm not saying that don't try to put any racial tendency or racial things on me on that for saying criminal, because that's not what I mean. I'm not thinking of any race in particular or any person in particular. I'm just saying that anybody who keeps these guns after a law is passed is going to then be breaking the law. But now, I don't think that law is going to help or change anything. Because, and even the mental health factor, even the fact that you could go and you could do all these, things and check everybody's mental health before they are allowed to purchase weapons like that. But you know what? I was reading the comment section of and I should never do that, but I was doing that, and I was reading the comment section to one of those posts earlier, and somebody was talking about, you know, maybe somebody, it doesn't, these days it's not really as much about mental health as it is somebody could have just had a bad day. Somebody could have been working a shit job at this mall for I don't know how long and being mistreated by their manager, or just be it, or somebody been shitty to them, or somebody at home not treating them well, or somebody in their group of friends who isn't treating them right to the way that they think it is, and they've just maybe been this timid person the whole time, and then inevitably, like, they were bullied, maybe. Maybe they were bullied. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe they were bullied. Maybe something went wrong, and they were bullied, and the only way that they reacted to this thing was through going home and getting this weapon and coming back and killing 20 people. And I know that that is an irrational thought. But I think that the better way of handling this than trying to take... And there were a lot of good points, by the way, in the comments section. There's a lot of good people who say, you can't take... You know, you can't blame guns for this thing because it's crazy people who do this stuff. It's not guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. And yes, you're right. But having something with that kind of power in the hands of somebody that unstable is just so disheartening to me. It's just so disheartening to me, man. I just don't understand. I don't understand anybody getting to that point to where they want to leave their house and go shoot up something because they've had a bad day or they've been radicalized by something, or they're buying into this whole they're buying into the whole mindset that, well, this is how I get people's attention. But it's awful. It's awful to think that there would be people who are good people who don't deserve to lose their property. And by their property, I mean weapons that they use responsibly. And as someone who grew up in gun programs and things like that, like, I was taught how to properly use firearms and how to respect them. But you know what? I'll be full candid with you right now. I had a shotgun that my granddad gave to me, that my dad has now, that I don't have it anymore. But even knowing firearm safety and all of the power of these guns and things like that, there was still a point in my life where I went to Walmart and bought shotgun shells with the intent of ending my life. And I have done that before, and I've been there. And just to know, and I'm a crazy person, I'll admit that. I really am. I truly am a crazy person. And you, it's probably not news to you folks. You guys know I'm crazy. I'm all over the place. But I will say that just me having a consecutive string of bad days and having that gun always kept that thought in the back of my mind. You know what? If we have another bad day tomorrow, we're just going to go home and we're going to end this thing. And the only reason I tell you guys that, the only reason I say that is because these other people could have very well had the same thoughts, but with other end thoughts. Like, you know what? If these people don't stop fucking with me, I'm going to go home, I'm going to get this weapon, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to let them know how I feel. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to handle this thing the way that I think that it should be handled. And that's just unfortunate. By the way, I want to get this. I forgot to share share that I was live. Do that. You're gonna hear me for a second here.
I forgot to share that I was live,
and that's the second that you can hear me. But yeah, hold on just a second. Let me get that. When will it stop? I forgot I called it that. There we go. But anyway, the only reason I told you guys that story, And I know that it's a really sensitive subject, and that's really something that's hard to probably hear, and something that, especially if somebody has never had that thought before, never had that thing, you know what, man, if I have another bad day, I'm just going to go home and end it all. I'm going to go home and I'm going to quit this thing. But just knowing that I've had that thought as, and I'm a self-admitted crazy person, but when I say that to other people, they tell me, no, you're not. You're just, you know, you just got weird quirks every now and again. And I guess that could be true too. So, I mean, for the most part, I guess I'm somewhat a normal, rational thinking human. And just to know that I had those thoughts about coming home and ending my own life with a gun that I had makes me understand that some people might have a bad day and they might have access to certain things that they would want to go and use to, I don't know, make their point. To say, okay, well, if y'all want to treat me this way, then this is what I'm going to do. And I'm not saying that the people around this guy or these people who committed these crimes are to blame. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying here. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. That I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there may be more to this story than we're being told. There may be more to this situation. Of course, these could have just been just mentally unstable people who decided that they wanted to go and shoot up a mall. And maybe it was. But this is the thing. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So this reaction to something had to have an action. I'm just curious what it was that sent these people over the edge and made them want to do this thing that they did. Could it have been just that they are, and to be perfectly honest, I don't know anything about the shooters. I don't know who they were. I don't know their ethnicity. I don't know their religion. I don't know anything about them. And I don't need to know anything about them, honestly. I just really don't, because that won't change my thought process on them, because they're human. They're human like me. And any human that thinks that it's okay to take another human's life is crazy. It's just that's just crazy. And to deny the fact that this person could have had something that triggered them into doing this is foolish. And I know that there had to have been something to happen. There had to have been something to happen. And like this kind of thing. But who's to tell? I'm thinking from my viewpoint. I'm thinking from my ability to rationalize these things or to process these thoughts. And I'm running them through my filter, not somebody else's. Maybe these people literally did just wake up one day, you know, for however many years, drink a cup of coffee and watch the news or drink a cup of coffee and sit on their front porch. And then the next day they were like, you know what? I think I'm going to go down to the mall and just shoot up a bunch of people. I'm bored. Maybe that's how that person's brain works. Who knows? But the fact is that one, taking people's guns away isn't going to help. Taking people's guns away isn't going to help. And I'll say that, and also in the same breath say that just, you know, guns with the ability to bring down that many people. What if it would have saved just, you know, what if we could have cut that number down to 9 instead of 18? And I know that 9's still a lot of people to die. But what if this? What if we could have cut that number from 9 to 18? To save lives, even statistically, is that not worth it? And, I mean, like I said, I'll probably have a lot of people disagree with me on this, and that's fine. That's fine. It's okay that we can disagree on these things and still have a conversation about it. And, you know, like I said, that's fine. But when will it stop? Will it ever stop? Have we gotten to the point to where a lot of these folks, and I have just had a weird thought right here. For the most part, when I got up to like high school level, I had pretty much gotten out of the group that would be bullied, but I was picked on a lot when I was a kid, you know, for being fat and having like just issues. Like I had, full disclosure, here's some more shit for you. I shit my pants till I was like way too old to have done to be doing that, and I did it for a really long time, and people used to pick on me about it, and I was literally bullied because of it. And I mean, like, a lot of the folks who were, you know, making fun of me and stuff like that and like poking fun of me are probably, and I say probably, I know a few of them that are on Facebook that I see regularly that would have, like, you know, been part of that group of people who would, you know, poke fun at me for something that I really couldn't help and or do anything about. And these people are the ones who are your most outdoorsy type. They're your, like, you know, they want to go and they go and hunt and stuff like that, and they're very active and outdoors, and they have weapons, they have guns. And it's funny, and I know that this is just a random thought that doesn't really have a lot to do with anything, but it's funny that most of those folks are now the ones that are saying, oh, well, you can't blame the guns here. So, like, you're in, and I know that you are literally just, you're not taking the side of the person who committed these crimes. You're taking the side of a quote unquote innocent weapon that can't act alone. But I have to let you know that that puts you in a box, that puts you in a category of people who, yeah, that puts you in the category of almost ignoring the fact that people lost their lives just to support this thing that you have the need and feel the need to support and stand up for. And it just puts you in a box, and it looks bad. And it might not be bad, and I'm sure you're the one, I don't care what it looks like. I know what I am on, I know what I am in my heart. I don't care what it looks like. I know what I am. But that also doesn't look good. You know, it doesn't look good to, it doesn't look good to have, it doesn't look good to have that stance. It doesn't look good to have that. Well, you know, you can't blame the gun for what this idiot got out there and did. And you're right, you can't blame the gun. But if it would save just a few more lives to have some improved laws that would ban certain types of weapons. And like I said in my Facebook post, I'm not coming down on, and I said it in the beginning of the video, I'm not coming down on people's rifles that they hunt with, or their shotguns, or their pistols that folks carry to literally defend themselves in a situation like this, because this is a thing that could happen. But does that almost like kind of warrant, not warrant, but does that like, does that get you to the point to where if you're preparing for something like this, that you're almost inviting that sort of energy by like going out into the world with a gun on your hip because, oh, well, if somebody tries to shoot up Walmart, then I'm going to get them. You know, does that like, and I know that I'm just thinking now, this is not like actual, well, I mean, I guess I'm saying it, so I guess I do mean it, but it's just thoughts that I'm having that I really haven't had time to process yet. So forgive me. I usually take plenty of time to process my thoughts and words and what I want to say so that I'm not misunderstood. But that wasn't one of those things. That was just a thought. So forgive me there. But does that maybe invite some of that energy, you know, to where you could get to a point to where maybe, and I could say whatever I want to say now because the folks that are going to think I'm crazy or already think I'm crazy and have turned off anyway. I know that I this isn't a popular subject or a popular stance to take on this subject, especially in the South. But like, if it would have saved 9 lives to have had maybe something different in place to where, and but you know what, the laws in place aren't going to change anything because those people are still going to have those weapons because those weapons are out there. That's why there's nothing that can be done about it. This is just life. We're just going to have to get used to living in fear all the time. We're just going to have to get, and you know what, this is one of those times when I'm saying things that I hate are true, but are true. And we're just going to have to get used to living in fear. We're going to have to get used to thinking that any given time we walk into a place with a crowded, with a bunch of people, or we walk into a Walmart or a festival or a concert or a bar or anything like that, anywhere we go into now, anytime we are in public, we are constantly to be in fear now of our lives because this cat is out of the bag. There's nothing that can be done. We're past that now. We're past the point of where anything can be done about it because these guns exist. And not only do they exist, but they exist on the black market. They exist in places outside of the law so that we'll always be able to be obtained by those who wish to do us harm. So there's nothing that can be done with it. But that doesn't change the fact that we don't need those weapons, and we know we don't need them. And if you think that you need them, then you're a conspiracy-minded person who is thinking that you're going to have to defend your house against, like, Civil War-type battles. If that's what you think, then you're a conspiracy-minded person, and there's nothing I can do. I did Sunset Grill for I don't know how long, and Noah Byrne is one of the most... Noah Byrne is very conspiracy-minded. And even he would not go so far to think that maybe one day they're going to take over this land and I'm going to need these weapons to protect me. And you know what? It might be. But you know, I would rather trust those people who have been trained to use these weapons and our military to protect us from those things. I don't think that I need to take that into my own hands. You know what? That's just something. I almost went in the Marine Corps when I was young, and I didn't, and I made that decision. So therefore, I shouldn't be the one. I shouldn't have the right to be able to protect, or not the right. I shouldn't take that upon myself to try to protect this own land of mine because I wasn't willing to go and take the proper training, and I wasn't willing to put my time in to do that. And I know a lot of other folks who are just outdoorsy people, country people, who are, I ain't gonna take my guns. And you know what? They're not. They can't. They can't. There's too many. And that's one thing that the left doesn't understand. And by the left, I'm not implying that I'm right. I'm not. I'm not a right-leaning person. I'm not a left-leaning person. I'm straight down the middle. I've always been that. And just to know that the one thing that they misunderstand is, well, we have to put laws in place that will stop these guns getting in the hands of people who don't need them. What they don't understand is that these guns can get into the hands of those people no matter what. Those guns are out there. They're out there and they're out there illegally and they can be obtained illegally. These people who wish to do harm to other people can get access to these weapons very simply and illegally. And for people who's like, oh, well, you know, these criminals out here that are just out here doing all this illegal stuff just need to be locked up. And you know what? They do need to be locked up. But guess what? It ain't gonna change nothing. You can lock them up. You can try to police this the best that you can. But you know what, man? I've been involved in a lot of situations where with drugs and such and illegal substances. And you know what? I've never had a problem finding that thing that I needed. Never had a problem finding that thing that I needed. Those guns are the same way. People that want them, people that wish to do harm to anybody, they can get them. So taking the guns away from people is not going to change anything. Back to my original point, though, we all know that outside of regular hunting rifles, shotguns, pistols for self-defense, outside of these weapons, the extra, you know, military grade or just any high magazine count weapon, we know that that's not necessary. We know that, and I think of guns being used in hunting and in sports and in target shooting and stuff like that. And for those cases, you still don't need it. It's just like I said earlier, it's something that people want to have so they can brag to their friends about, or something that people want to have so that they can, I don't know, just maybe they do want to go to the shooting range and pull a John Wick or do a Keanu Reeves and show everybody that they can do the same stuff that he does with this weapon. And I don't know a lot about those guns. I know enough about them. You know, like I said, I completed courses in gun safety and stuff when I was a kid. And it's just foolish. It's a foolish thought for me to think that taking these guns away is going to change anything, but it doesn't change the fact that I know, and even people who have these weapons know, they'll just deny it to all in, but in your heart of hearts, you know that you don't need that gun. You know that there's no deer that you can kill with, there's no elk you can hunt with that, there's nothing that you're going to do with that gun. That, and even the target practice, even the target, what are you practicing for? I'll tell you what it is. It's more than likely the fact that all these video games that you use to have these weapons, you can just hold the thing and just blast zombies and stuff like that. And the most people live inside of those things. That's probably got a lot to do with it. Now I sound like old person blaming video games for the blaming video games for all this shit, but I mean, is it far off? Am I far off from thinking that? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think that the world is full of hairline trigger people, that people are just so close to their breaking point at all times, and sometimes it takes one simple, stupid thing to push somebody who is mentally unstable. And maybe they weren't mentally unstable, but were made that way through years of just being pushed around at work or just being forced to do something they don't want to do. at work or working a job where they're not making enough money to pay their bills and the price of things keep going up, and I'm not pushing for any kind of a raised minimum wage thing at all. That's not what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand that in what I'm saying. I'm just saying maybe people are just financially stressed. Maybe people are just flat out stressed over the state of the world and how divided everybody is, and or how divided the news media wants to portray us as. And I'm one of the people who believes we're not as divided as the world would say that we are. We're not. We're more together now than we've ever been before. But these news corporations and these entities that want to control our thoughts are leading us to believe that we are not. And it's not true. That's false. We are together. We are on the same page. We are in the same boat here. We're all on the same team all across this world. Everybody in the world, we're all on the same team. And I just really believe that this stuff is, these things that people have been saying and thinking have been just getting in everybody else's heads and causing them to react in a way that is ludicrous to think that somebody could just walk into a place with a gun and just mow down 18 people. And it's just upsetting to me. It's upsetting to me to think, and it's more upsetting to me though that knowing. And I posted this on Facebook before I started going live. I know I'm going to turn this off and just open up my Facebook and see a bunch of my friends that have commented on this thing that I've shared, the Jason Isbell thing, about you know you don't need that kind of a weapon. I know that there's just going to be so many people commenting on this thing that is going to show or prove the comment, prove the actual thing that Jason Isbell said right. By defending this gun and defending these people, and by doing that, these people don't understand that they're also defending the act of what happened in a way. But they don't see that. They'd rather just speak their piece. They'd rather just say this thing that they want to say in support of not banning this weapon. And by the way, I'm saying several different things here, but I'm making one point. And the thing that like I said, you can't take these guns away. You can't just pass a law to take it because that it's too late now. They're out there. They're accessible. But like I said, to not say that these things are all right. I'm not saying you should never make Mountain Dew again, but it's awful. And people shouldn't drink that shit. It's terrible. It looks like fucking slime. It looks like chemical waste, and people should never drink it. That should never go into people's body, but it's available. It's just stupid. We don't need that. We know we don't need it, but we like it. And I say we as in humans, we like it. Americans like it. Southerners love it. But Mountain Dew, in a way, is a lot like guns, man. A lot like those guns that could kill a lot of people. It's like, it's not necessary. This is not something that we really need. But we've got it. So may as well but we've got it. So anybody who says that we shouldn't have it is trying to take away my freedom. And the people who want to stand behind the Second Amendment, or is it the Second Amendment? I haven't smoked anything today, so my brain's not right yet. But still, just people who want to stand behind the right to bear arms and stuff like that, those guys were talking about muskets, y'all. They were talking about muskets, dude. They weren't talking about assault rifles. They weren't talking about ARs. They weren't talking about assault weapons. Now, I don't want to say assault rifles. I know that's the word that, triggers all of the gunnies, the gun people. Oh, it actually means armored rifle. Shut up. Fucking shut up. Who cares? These weapons, you know exactly what we're talking about. Somebody else said in the comment section that was a pretty good point. It's like saying Google it. When we know you might use Bing or you might use Safari or you might use Ask Jeeves or whatever you're using these days, but Google is just something you say. When we say assault rifle, when we say assault weapon, you know what we're talking about. There's no need to say, oh, you know, you said this, but you know, you're actually talking about something different. But who cares? Just because you know the scientific name for a frog doesn't mean that when I say a frog, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like, when we say assault rifle, when we say assault weapon, you know what the fuck we're talking about. It just doesn't. That's a stupid argument to take. That's a dumb way to look at it. And just you know what we mean. So I say, you know, we don't need those things. We just don't need it. We do not need those things. The only people who need those things are people who have been commissioned to protect us, i.e. cops and military personnel. And it's just, we don't need those things. Maybe, you know what? If putting some laws in place that would change the availability of those types of weapons, if it would save lives, yes, let's do it. If it saves one life, absolutely, let's do it. Then why not? What are we waiting for? But will it save a life? Maybe not. Would it cause more trouble? Probably. Because then that could radicalize people who would not have been radicalized otherwise. Because now you've got a nation full of good gun owners, which there are. There are way more good gun owners than bad ones. And I know that because there's not a mass shooting every day. And there's only one. And God, we've had 200 and something people killed in the last however many months of this year in America. I'm not sure if those numbers are right. I saw it in a tweet. But still, I know that there's just so much shit going on here. And I want so badly to blame the news networks that all these people who are supporting this thing so desperately cling to. That's what it is. It's all these news networks, man, that's just got us believing that we're all on a different side of this coin, and we're not. We're all in this shit together. We're all humans just trying to survive. Just a crazy time to be alive, man. The end of times are upon us, probably. I really wish people were smarter. I really wish people were smarter. I really wish that everybody could look at every situation from every angle and not just the one that benefits their mindset or their comfort. I really wish that people would just take everything that they see and try to find logic in it first before they plug in how they feel about that situation first. There's too many people who look at a situation and immediately run it through the filter of how they normally think and run it through their mindset. And not enough people who want to take the time to think about the situation and actually process it from a logical viewpoint before they run it through all of their filters. Because that's the problem that I'm having most with this thing that was put on a Twitter earlier, Facebook, with Jason Isbell, which Jason Isbell says, You know, that you know that you don't need these assault weapons. You know that you don't need them. And if you want to get on here and immediately just fight to defend the guns, then you're part of the problem. And he's right. He really is right. If that's what you want to do in this situation where people, humans, have lost their lives, and you want to stand up for the guns that were used to take these lives, then you're part of the problem. You're not. Then you're defending something that is putting you on the side of a coin that you don't want to be on. And that is that you're defending something that has taken lives over the lives that were taken. And whether or not you start the conversation with saying, oh, well, I hate these people had to die, I hate that these people got shot, I hate that this thing happened, but you can't come down on the guns because of it. Yes, I can. And I can, because I and you both know that, just like I've said over and over in this talk right here, we don't need those, and you know that we don't. There ain't nobody going out there with regular old hunting rifles and shotguns and committing mass murders. And, you know, granted, there are people going out there and they are committing murders with these weapons. But, man, the numbers that they can reach. And I get these notifications over and over all the time of all of these people who were shot and killed and stuff like that. And, like, if that number, those 18 people that got shot and killed, if that number can be brought down to 9 just because they didn't have this high-capacity magazine or whatever, just then is it not worth it? If it saves one life, is it not worth it? And that's all I'm getting at. And I know that it's not a... I know that this is not a popular opinion to have, especially in the South, and forgive me for having it, but I just to sit and support, to make this conversation about the guns and trying to stand up for them just puts you in a bad box in my mind. And to immediately just write off the fact that 18 people got killed just so you can say, well, you can't blame the guns for this. You know, you're just taking the conversation from the important part of the situation. And that's the fact that in the last 48 hours, in the last 36 hours, we've lost 20 plus Americans, almost 30 Americans, 30 humans. And these 30 people, this 20 odd amount of people had families and friends and people that'll never get to see them again, never get to hear their voice again, never get to eat their food again, never get to, you know, just there's so many things that are surrounding this situation that are going unaddressed just because people want to stand up and support something that they feel near and dear to their heart, and something that they have in their lives that they look at with respect. And by that I mean the respect, the gun owners who respect the weapons and use them for hunting and for things of that sort. Those people are just looking at this through their lens. They're not looking at this from every angle. And I think that is a disservice to the people who lost their lives to look at it with such a narrow mindset. And that is a narrow mindset. If you're immediate response is to, oh, well, you know, you can't blame the guns here. You know, it's not, you know, the gun's fault. This is a crazy person's fault. Now, I've said that before, and it's true. This isn't as much of a gun issue as it is a crazy person issue, but to deny the fact that, oh, well, you know, I would love to hear the explanation of why people feel like they need these assault rifles. And by assault rifle, again, oh, this was actually a... Shut up. You know what I mean. You know what the fuck I mean. You know what we all mean. And anytime you hear somebody say that and you don't know what you're talking about because you call it assault rifle and it ain't really an assault rifle, it's an armorite rifle. Who gives a shit? You know what we mean, and it's just stupid of you to try to... It's stupid of you to try and argue with somebody who is using a generalized statement to describe something that we all know we're talking about. I'd really love to hear their arguments of why they feel they need that. And it's just, I don't understand it. But I'm going to do nothing but get here and get ill and stuff. And I know I haven't released a lot of episodes lately. I've been recording a lot of music, and it's just been July is an insane month for me musically, and been gigging a lot and just gigging a lot to barely stay afloat. And it's been stressful, but there's been a lot of really cool things that have happened over the last month for me musically and on the internet and stuff like that and through Google and YouTube and things. But man, just I can't sit by and not say something about what's going on here. I can't not give my opinion on a situation this serious. I don't feel like folks would have such a problem with this if you could actually see numbers of the differences that it would make if we were to change something about these weapons that are made available in the future. And like I said, I know there are still people who, if they wish to do us harm, there are ways that they can legally obtain these things, and then the end result might not be that much different. But if it is just even a fraction lower, if it's 1% lower, is that not worth it? All I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get out and get on with your lives. I'm done ranting here and done saying all I need to say. I'm beside myself. I'm sure this conversation will come up again later. What up, Lady Court? I appreciate you hanging out. I'm beside myself today. I'm conflicted in the way that I know that there's nothing that can be done with the guns. Like, you can't take the guns away. You just can't do that. That's not going to happen. And there's nothing that can be done. These things are out there. They're out there. They're available. They're available illegally. They're available. And history shows us that. You're right. You can't take the guns away. But like I said, if there's any little bit of a difference at all in the amount of people that will die in the future if laws are put in place that would, going forward, make it harder to obtain these types of weapons, is it not worth it? That's the question that I'm presenting to you. And I guess I'm just going to leave it at that. Huh. But still, like I said, yeah, still, if there's evil in somebody, they're going to figure out a way. They're going to figure out a way to make that happen. Whether they use a minivan and run down a group of people in Paris, or whether they use assault rifles from the window of a hotel room in Las Vegas, or whether they please God, don't come at me with the oh, you said assault rifle, and actually you said it wrong. Don't come at me with that shit. You know what the fuck I mean. But, and by the way, I'm not talking to you directly, Lady Court. I'm talking to anybody who might come up with that in the future. But evil exists, and there's no way to snuff that out. But if we could change that number by just a small fraction, if we could say, just like that little girl who's on the beach grabbing starfish, throwing into the ocean, and the man that says, well, you know you can't save them all. And she says, I know I can't, but for that one, it means the world. You know, for that one, would that not be worth trying to do something about? And that's all I'm trying to say today. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and this is my only day off this week, so our only day off this weekend, technically. I had a few days off earlier in the week that I didn't know. Oh, 100%. Yeah, if you're a teacher, you 100% get it. Yeah, I mean, and being a teacher, I guarantee that you've seen a lot of situations in school where a lot of kids might be coming down on one kid, you know, a little too hard, and maybe this kid doesn't do anything and grows up and goes into life and goes to work at a job and finds the sort of the same thing that they had in school, where they're just sort of like maybe bullied or just looked at differently or treated differently than other people. And this could create a negative situation in the future going forward. And I feel bad for that, because most of the folks that want to support take these guns away or anything like that. Well, right. Yeah, and that's good of you to not allow that in your classroom. But but you're right. You can't have control over everything. And I'm just saying that, like, a lot of the folks that, you know, bullied me when I was a kid, that would pick on me and stuff like that, were a lot of the heavy, you know, outdoors types, a lot of the redneck, you know, the real redneck country boy types. And to be perfectly honest, I became that person to avoid having that stuff happen to me again. You know, I became that person to deflect the negativity and all the bullying away from me. And that's not a good thing to do, but I did that. And I'll admit to it. And I feel bad that I did that, and I was a fool for doing it, but I did that. And I just realized that a lot of these folks who are sending these people out into the world with these mental issues are, you know, they're basically the ones that are denying that there's the issue. Like, they're creating these crazy people that they're blaming this thing on instead of the guns. Those who say it's not the gun's fault, it's the crazy person's fault. You're right, it is a crazy person's fault. But that crazy person wouldn't be so crazy if you didn't, you know, call him a weirdo or I don't use these words a lot, but I mean, I was called a faggot a bunch when I was a kid because I had my ear pierced. And just because I was raised by women, I hung out with girls. I've always been that, you know, just people just using these words and calling me stuff like that all of my life. Is, you know, that has a lot to do with why I'm not exactly, and I say not exactly normal, because I'm not, man. I have a lot of issues mentally that I struggle with, that I'm very open about, that I talk about here. and just I say all the time, be good people. And I've been one of those people who live most of my life trying to be that bully, trying to be that asshole, trying to be that guy, just because I thought that if I wasn't that guy, that everybody would turn around and be that guy on me, just like it was before I started being that guy. And that's not a healthy thing to do. So I really think that the first step in doing something about this, right. That's so good, Lady Court. You got it. The folks who have, you can't punch down. That's the thing, that you can't punch down. Like I say it all the time, like you can't punch down. You can only punch up. And by that I mean you can't, if there's somebody who has less than you, you can't rag on them for doing that. If there's somebody who has more than you and they're not doing what you're like, if somebody who has the potential and the ability to do something that you are already doing and they're not doing it, then by all means say, dude, you've got this, you got this, you got this. Why are you not doing this thing? You know, that you can't punch down. You can only punch up. You can't say, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'd open a whole nother can of worms if I did that. And I don't want to do that. I've already opened enough worms today. But I think that the way this starts is people being mistreated. Teach true leadership. Exactly. Teach true leadership. And that's how you do it. But I think that these people who were mistreated in life and mistreated in their lives by people around them or bosses or businesses or corporations or classmates or family members or parents, even it just people who are mistreated, go out into this world with the weight of all of that mistreatment on their soul. And that is the seedling that grows the tree that possesses people to walk into a mall and shoot up a bunch of people. So I say this every episode. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people, be a good person. But I say it more so today than any other day. Treat people well. Treat people well. You don't know what people are going through. And just to be perfectly honest, just because somebody screwed up your order at a fast food restaurant or anywhere, just because somebody got your coffee order wrong at Starbucks, don't treat them like shit, because you have no idea what they have going on in their own life. And in the random case that you might say something negative to somebody or treat somebody or mistreat somebody in a grand way or any way at all. If you mistreat somebody and you do this thing to where you cause somebody to go home and grab a weapon and go back to a mall and shoot up a bunch of people, I'm of the church that believes that this thing starts because people were mistreated somewhere along the way. And just be good to people. Be nice to people. And do that. Be nice to the people that even wouldn't be nice to you. Change that shit up. Go be good to the, be better to the people who people who would be negative to you. Be better to those people than you would be other people. Sometimes that's how you fix. Sometimes that's how you fix a situation that hasn't happened yet. Don't be the straw that broke the camel's back. Exactly. Don't be that. You never know what people are going through. And today, people are so much more temperamental than they used to be, man. Just, we live in a world of constant fear of something. And I've always been one to boast about not being scared of anything. But I still live in a world full of fear that I just didn't realize there were things that I feared. And just talking about the other day, walking on the beach and putting my feet in the open. Ocean, I mean. What's up, JL? But just being one of those people who I was scared to get in the ocean. Like there was a fear that I had that I didn't realize I had. You know, like that was an actual fear. I knew it was just something I didn't do. Like, I don't get in the ocean. I don't do that shit. God put me on land. I trust him, you know. I'd say that and just pass it off. But there are fears everywhere. We're living in fear. It's creating anxiety. It's creating all this kind of all sorts of things that we have going on in our heads and in our lives. And it's to the point now to where we really have to start treating people better. With suicide rates going up and obviously mass shootings at an all-time high. And JLS, it's a huge deal, right? When you realize a fear that you didn't know you had, that's a huge deal. Huge deal. That's something that is empowering when you realize, you know, oh shit. So this is, it's like I said the other day on Couch on Fire podcast. If there's a snake in your house, it's not as scary when you can see it. If there's a snake in your house that you can't see, it's terrifying because you don't know where it is. But if you can see it, it's like, oh, or even in the scary movies, once you see the monster's face, it's not as scary anymore. And that's what this is. Once we all get to the point to where, you know what, if you have this gun because you're scared somebody's going to come to your house and try to kill you, so you're going to get them first, then admit that. Say that's why it is, because that's what it is. It's all fear based. Guns are, and you gotta understand. I'll say this one more time, just for clarity. I grew up taking gun responsibility courses and gun safety courses, and my dad has my plaques to prove it. You know, I've got my certification. Things I like, they're framed, they're hanging on a wall somewhere in my dad's house or somewhere in a box somewhere. But I know the power of these weapons. I know the power of these things. I know what they do, but I also know that the gun itself was created out of fear and weakness. And it really was. It was created out of fear and weakness. It was only the invention of the gun that made a person who was weaker than someone else then more powerful than them. And that's just logic. That has nothing to do with how you feel about guns or not. We can all agree that when somebody who was smaller than someone else kept getting their ass beaten, this is hypothetically. Hypothetically, I'm setting this up to make it easier to understand for those listening, that if somebody kept losing a battle, you know how I can win this battle? I can get something that'll beat them from way over here, and I don't have to battle them face to face anymore. That's where they come from. A gun is an instrument that was founded out of fear and weakness. And I'm sorry, but it's right, and I'm right. And that's true. And the only if somebody has a better explanation of where they came from, I'd be glad to hear it. But I doubt I'll be convinced, because it's the truth. That's the truth. If there would be no need, there would be no need for a weapon that powerful if there was not fear or weakness somewhere along the way that caused it to be necessary. So, I believe that most of the people that commit these crimes are those who are made to feel weak and fearful. So, therefore, I hear you, Lady Court. And you have to, and that's what I'm saying. Those things for self-defense, by all means, keep those. Those are necessary. I just don't believe that a weapon that could go in and mow down a bunch of people is necessary. And that's just, that's my opinion. Like I said, I don't expect anybody else to share my opinion. I expect them to respect it and as I respect theirs. But yeah, there would be no need for that if it weren't for weakness or fear. And I say it again, most of the folks who commit these crimes and these shootings were probably conditioned to do that. Were probably conditioned to do that out of being made to feel fearful or weak. So this thing all goes back to treating people well. Treat people good. What if day before yesterday, someone went to this guy who was about to shoot up this place and had a conversation with him, a meaningful conversation, and didn't belittle them, or maybe this person just had crazy opinions on something, and maybe instead of somebody going, talking shit to them on social media or being negative to them in real life, maybe that was just a result of days and months and years of that. Maybe we created this monster. Maybe we all did collectively because we didn't treat these people with respect. I hear you, but that's the thing. You have a more respect now once you were taught, but yet, right. 1,000%. If your safety is taken away, then that's your right. Those people, that's the thing. You have to keep yourself safe. 100%, Lady Court. And that's a very good point. As a female, you have to have more than your fists. And that's not anything, that I'm saying that women are weak. Don't think that at all. I'm agreeing with what you're saying. I just don't want anybody in the future to hear this and think that's what I'm getting at. But that's a necessary thing. And Joe Rogan said this. Joe Rogan said this on his podcast a very long time ago about the strongest woman in the world can fuck up a lot of men, but the strongest man in the world can beat all women. And that's not me saying anything, negative. That's just the reality of the situation, that sometimes you're right. You have to have more than your fists. And that's where those things are necessary, like a .22 pistol or any kind of self-defense pistol. But I don't know, man, to just walk through Walmart with these. Yeah, right? Transgenders are proving it in sports, and that's a whole other thing that I could go into, and I've done episodes about that in the past, where just that's punching down. That's the point. That's also the point. Right, 100%, JL. I'm glad you guys understand what I'm trying to say. I don't want to be misunderstood by anybody here. But that's punching down. Transgender, someone who is a male by birth that goes to a female sports league and runs the table, that's punching down. That's what we can't do. You can only punch up. That's the point that I've tried to make so many times. And just, you can't punch down. You can only punch up. And like that, and the punch down, punch up conversation came about when they were like, oh, well, what about women who want to play men's sports? By all means, let them do it. They're punching up. Let them do it. If they want to do that, let them punch up. Let them do that. That's their right. We can only punch up. Can't punch down. That's against the laws of humanity. That's just the, you know what? That was going to be a corny analogy. I'll give it anyway. I don't care. Like a lion can go out all day long and fight tigers and stuff like that because a tiger is bigger. But you rarely ever see a tiger that's just destroying a lion and killing a lion because they're, and I know that's a, that's a different story altogether, but just still, you don't see that in nature a whole hell of a lot, you know, like you don't see something that is just, you don't see a lot of punch up, punch down kind of things in nature. That's just, it's unnatural. Maybe that's not the best analogy. I'm sure I could be convinced otherwise of that. That was just a way for me to better describe it. But anyway, I've already said I was going to get out of here, and then I talked for another 20 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, guys. But I really appreciate y'all hanging out with me, guys. And guess the only thing that I can leave with you here is just a resounding be a good person and be good to people. Be good to everybody, because you don't know what that person could be going through at a particular time, and you don't want to be the reason that they do something horrible, or you just don't want to be the reason that somebody goes out and commits a massive crime like this. And yeah, you just don't want to be that. Be good people. Please go to mistuffpodcast.com. I'll be going live tomorrow around 2 p.m. Eastern time with Will Ness, brother Will Ness. I think we're going to be doing that. Actually around 3 p.m. We're going to go try to go live a little before 3 p.m. I've got a meeting at 5 and a gig at 7, and he's actually got a gig at 6 that he picked up too. So we're going to be trying to get a good hour and a half in before we have to go do that. So I might be going live and then publish the episode a bit later after the gig tomorrow night. But once again, sorry that I've been neglecting the podcast a little bit over the last couple of days. It's been pretty crazy, and I've been, like I said, recording a lot of music. And if you guys want to hear the stuff I've been recording, please go to mistuffpodcast.com and go to the about/music section, and there are links there to download all of the all the singles that I've released so far. Oh yeah, right, exactly, JL, 100%. But that's what I'm just trying to say. I'm just speaking for fact, not personal opinion. Like, I'm all about equality. I think everything should be equal. But some things, you know, biology has limited equality in certain lights. And to deny that is to deny science. And I am a Christian, but I also, you know, I believe in science. You know, it's proven time and time again, proven itself. So, I mean, how can I deny that? But anyway, I'm opening a whole other can of worms by that. But I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. Be good people in a world full of shitty people that want to go to malls and shoot up people. Don't be one of those people. Be a good person. And if you see somebody struggling with something, help them out. Give them some words of encouragement. You might be the person that saves a lot of other lives, because this person might have it in them to go and do the same thing these crazy people have done over this last day. God, it's just so crazy to think about all that happened in one day. Anyway, be good people. I love y'all. Be good people. Be a nice person. Change somebody's day. Change somebody's life for a little bit. All right. Enjoy your lives. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Have a good week. Have a good everything. Have a good whatever it is you have. All right. Peace, bitches.